所以我希望每一个我们都很留意的来听他，来看他的带领。What I have to share with you today may appear to be a fairly simple and basic message. However, considering what we're facing today and the era of end times that we're living in, this is especially important. This is one of the specific instructions given in the Bible by our God for all of us end time believers. 那首先呢，我们一起来读今天的经文好吗？有一个 PowerPoint。Let us all go to our scripture for today. Let us first read it in Chinese and then English. 一二三，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要消尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。In English, everybody together. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?首先我们要注意的是，中文和合本的翻译在这里它其实是稍微轻描淡写了一点。其实圣经的原文它的措辞并不是说该当哈，不是说你该当圣洁，而是说你必须要圣洁。就等如耶稣说，人子必须要受许多的苦，又正如哥林多前书十五章里面说，基督一定要作王。这里经文所用的词是同一个，必须要，一定要，不是说你该当圣洁，而是说你为人必须要圣洁，一定要敬虔。First of all, I want you to focus on the word ought in here. God says you ought to be in holy conduct and godliness. Another word for the word ought is the word must.It is the same term as in what Jesus said, the Son of Man must suffer many things. Or as in 1 Corinthians 15, for he must reign. So here, when God said, you need to be carrying yourself in holy conduct and godliness, it is not an option. It is something that we must do. 审判这个世界的神就是那个将会平和你的神。那他对你的平和是怎么样呢？是你是到底是怎么样圣洁？你究竟是怎么样敬虔 ？The God who is going to bring judgment to this world is the same God who is looking into your life to examine you, and what He is requiring of you is to observe holy conduct. If you are walking in godliness, 所以你必须要明白，敬虔它是多么重要的一个。它并不是一种虚幻的概念，它乃是一个你必须要拥有的一个特别的素质。而且呢，你不单需要拥有这个素质，还要继续的把它来增强，继续的把它增强。That's why you must understand how significant it is for you to live by godliness. In fact, not only are you being required to have this quality of godliness, you are also instructed to continue to add and to grow your godliness. 好，我们下一个 PowerPoint, 好，另外一个经文我让大家看一看，好，我们要加的是什么东西。彼得后书在这里他说，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主基督耶稣像无起于怎么样，无起于闲懒无结果的。
对不起赖牧师，赖牧林牧师，我打断一下，因为很多人反映听不大清楚你的 讲话，所以你可以靠近麦克风，近一点吗？对。
现在听得到吗？
现在听得到，对，就是不要太多 movement， 因为有些人一直断断续续的，他们觉得很可惜，没有听到你的讲到。OK， 请 please be close to the microphone. Yeah, thanks.
In 2 Peter 1:6, the scripture says this: to knowledge add self-control; to self-control, perseverance; to perseverance, godliness. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.你要留意的是说，神是说什么？神说你若充充足足的，又积极然数值的话，都必使你不至于闲懒不结果子。So in the same context, God says, if all these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 今天有很多的信徒，他失去了结果子的能力。他的生命根本没有他本该有的那个应该有的果效啊！今天我跟你说，我们活在21世纪的信徒，我们活在神的祝福的里面很多，我们活在神的保守的里面的确很多。但是若说真正在天国的使命下面，在神对你的生命的呼召那个计划的里面，你能够真正产生开花结果的功效Today, a lot of Christians have lost their ability to bear fruit. We have the majority of Christians have no problem living in the blessing of God, have no problem rejoicing in His grace. But when it comes to being fruitful in terms of producing results, of being effective for the things of the kingdom of God, most Christians are either.Fading or simply do not have that ability at all. 很多的信徒在天国的事情和那个福音的工作下面没有能够真正展开那个开花结果的功效，其中一个原因就是因为他们没有操练这个充充足足的前进。 A lot of people remain unfruitful in winning souls or attending to the kingdom matters.And one of the reasons is they simply neglect to abound in godliness. 充充足足的意思在圣经的原文就是说你积蓄的增加，积蓄的加添，积蓄的增长。你想让你的生命对神国的事和福音的工作能够有开花结果的功效，今天就必须要积蓄的加添你的金钱。Abound means you have to keep on adding.That means you do not stop adding, you do not stop growing your godliness. And that is what you have to do if you want to maintain your effectiveness, your fruitfulness for the kingdom of God. 所以我愿意你今天要牢牢地记着，金钱是一个你必须要继续努力增长的一个数字。I need you to become convinced today, the pursuit of godlinessIs not an option. You have to be diligent to continue growing this quality that Jesus has given to you. 什么是金钱呢？ What is godliness? 一般来说，我们都理解到，金钱也好，钱进也好，它是一种出于对神敬畏那所产生的一种虔诚的态度。那个是对的，钱进它是一种态度。但是前进呢，它也绝对也不能够就只是一种态度，因为它是有行为的，它是有行动的。When we talk about godliness, usually we first think of it as a proper religious attitude, the kind of attitude one should have out of fear and respect of God. Well, and that is true and that is fine, but godliness cannot be just only an attitude.It has to be associated with some kind of action and some kind of behavior. 当我们谈论到那个前进的行为，那个行动啊，前进是成为，它要成为你的思想的模式，要成为你的思想的内容。前进要成为你说话的语气，要成为你讲话的措辞， 禅静要成为你日常生活里面一切的行为，一切的行动，是别人能够看得到的，能够看到的，很清楚看到的行为行动。 When we talk about godliness being in your actions and behavior, godliness must be the way you think. It must be the content of your thinking. And it must be, it has to be what you talk. It has to be in your speech.It has to be the spirit behind your speech. And godliness must be the actions and conduct in your everyday life that people can see. They can see it. 所以在我们每一天日常生活里面，我们需要有五个主要的进行的生活习惯，五个生活的习惯都有它相关的重要。So in our daily life, there are five main habits of godliness. And we have to absorb, to continue to build and to expand on each and every one of these habits. 第五个主要的敬虔生活习惯是什么呢？ What are these five main godly habits of godliness? 那今天我们只可以讲两个、we can only talk about two of them today.大家看一看下一个 PowerPoint。
好，林牧师请尽量靠近麦克风。好，那比较少那个 movement 的话，大家听得比较清楚，谢谢。
你就想着好像那个伟大的大子那样，好，好像一个人挺身站起来伸出双手那样。And you can think of a person standing up with both feet and the hands spreading out. 首先你有两条腿，一条腿呢是站在神的话语上面，这就是你的读经的生活。另外一条腿是站在破口上面，站在风口浪尖上祷告，这个是你敬虔的祷告生活。First you have two legs, one standing to root on the word of God.That is your Bible study life. Then you have another leg. This leg stands on the gap as an intercessor. This represents your prayer life. 很多的事需要你保持站立的稳、你需要保持站立的稳，你才能够把它做好。你要征战胜利，你需要站立的稳。你想要栽种，想要收割，你都需要站立的稳。你愿意能够帮助其他人，你自己首先就需要站立的稳。 There are many things you would have to, if you want to be able to do, you have to be standing up. You have to be standing firm. If you want to fight off an enemy, you need to stand on both feet. If you want to be actively sowing and reaping, you need to be standing firm, standing on both feet. If you want to be able to help people,You cannot do it without first standing firm yourself. 所以大家看到认真的祷告生活，读经的生活，就是两条腿，让一个信徒能够站立得稳。Serious Bible study and prayer life, they are your two legs that enable you to stand and stand strong. 所以当你缺乏了认真的读经，缺乏了认真的祷告生活，你真正的属灵的状态就是缺乏了智慧，缺乏了能力，缺乏了意向。 When you are lacking in studying the word of God, lacking in prayer, your spiritual condition cannot be anything but lacking in wisdom, lacking in power, lacking the vision of life God is wanting to give you. 弟兄姐妹，如果没有敬虔的祷告，没有真正认真的读经的生活，你就没有可能发现，不能够进一步的认清神在你身上的国度的计划。国度的计划，下一步的具体的方案究竟是什么？所以你没有具体的天国的目标，没有具体的天国的计划，每日就是只不过是过一天是一天的生活。今天大多数的大部分的人都是这样的生活。 When you do not have a solid prayer life, when you are lacking a meaningful Bible study life, there is no way you will ever find out what is God's plan for your life. No way for you to even know or to know to find out what is the next step of God's plan for you. And so as far as the real kingdom mission for your life is concerned, you would have not the spiritual understanding. You have no plans, no goals. You are just living day by day to just get through a routine. That is how most people live today.
耶稣他对老底家教会的责备就是他们不冷不热。我告诉你，今天我们大部分的信徒，他们的祷告生活也都是不冷也不热。他们的读经生活也都是一样，不冷也不热。
如果要预备好耶稣的再来，我们真的需要悔改。Jesus rebuked the Laodicean church for being lukewarm. Today, it is only common for the believers to have lukewarm prayer life. It's pretty much a norm for a lot of believers to have lukewarm Bible study life. And I want you to know that if you want to be ready for the second coming of our Lord, we need to repent. 我们再看下一个 PowerPoint, our next PowerPoint here. 我跟大家分享一下读经的生活，它是需要全备的，一个全备的读经的生活，必须要有三个步骤，第一个是读经，第二个是查考。 第三个是默想。 You need to be serious about your Bible study. It needs to be fully complete. A fully complete Bible study life consists of three essential parts: the reading, the examining, and the meditation. You have got to have all three. 读经的时候，我们要注意的不单是把经文。 不是说你要把经文读进你的头脑里面，更重要的是把神的话语读进去你的灵魂的最深处。能够把经文背诵固然是好，但你真正需要的是把圣经神的话语读进到你的肺腑的里面。In reading the Bible, people often just read it into their head, but you need to read it. You need to read the word into your soul. It may be good if you can memorize the scriptures, but the most important part of reading is to get the word into the deepest inward part of your soul. 对一般的信徒而言，我从来不会鼓励什么一年的读经计划。是的。 也许你能够真的很有恒心的用一年的时间把整本的圣经征服了，读过了，可你没有消化，神的话语没有能够真正很深入的进到你的内心。I usually do not recommend for most common lay believers to just follow some one-year reading plan. Perhaps you may conquer the entire Bible in 1 year, reading through passages upon passages every day, but much of it really gets, how much of it really would get into your heart, into your soul. 读经应该是慢慢的读，把神的话语读进去你灵魂的最深处。这个话语要成为你的一部分。 We need to learn to read the word slowly, thoughtfully, and give time for the word to sink into your soul. Allow the word to penetrate you on the inside and fill you so it becomes a part of you. 那还有一个呢，就是要一边读一边的查考。什么是查考呢？查考就是你查看着究竟另外还有哪一句 经文能够跟眼前这一句话相互的较量。We need to learn to further examine the word as we read it. Examining the word means you look up other parts of the Bible to see if other passage may add more light or more illumination to what you're reading. 就正如你拿起了一块拼图，你很认真的去看，看它的图案，看它的这个所有的一切，它要跟另外哪一块拼图能够放在一起呢？因为当你能够把这个拼图放在跟其他的放在一起的时候，你就能够看得更完整的整个画面。我们就需要是有这样的心思去查考圣经好让你能够发掘里面的宝藏。It's like you hold up one piece of a puzzle and you carefully examine the pattern, the shape, the color, and you search for another fitting piece that maybe you can put next to it so it will show you a bigger and more clearer picture. Because you know that when you do that, then time and time again, you do that when you carefully examine the Bible like this, you can dig into the treasures that are in the Word. 很多人都会说，我又不是传道人，又不是一个，我只不过是一个平信徒而已，干嘛要这样的费时间，费心思去查圣经？然后他们可以一方面这样说，另一方面呢，把很多的时间啊，很多的心思都放在很多的娱乐，很多的玩耍的事上面。A lot of people would say, I'm not a preacher, just a believer. Why should I have to take so much time in reading and studying the Bible? They learn to find a quick excuse for themselves and then turn around. They spend their time and make their effort on all kinds of entertainment and trivial things. 很多的人今天能够花时间和心思在 YouTube 上面搜索各式各样的视频，搜索的时候呢，你是怎么搜索呢？是往往是按照什么？按照肉体的情欲，按照眼目的情欲，按照今生的骄傲来界定什么是有趣味的视频。Think of how people would take up their time and effort to search on the YouTube, searching for all kinds of video clips.What would be satisfying to the lust of the flesh? What may be satisfying to the lust of the eyes and the pride of life?
很多人可以有时间有心思玩他们的手机，却没有时间没有心思在圣经里面搜索神要给的智慧、启示、生命的方向。结果你把很多的祝福、很多的丰盛都给错过了。然后风暴要来临的时候，马上就一败涂地，然后还在那边来埋怨神啊，你为什么离弃了我？
A lot of people would have the time to play with their cell phone, to waste on social media, but have no time, much less time to get into the Word to search.And because you don't make the effort to search for the wisdom, you don't make the effort to search for the revelation and to search for the direction of life, as a result, a lot of people are missing the treasures, missing the blessings, missing the abundance. And when the storms come, you fall flat right on your face. And that is when we hear people complain, why God, you forsake me?
大家都听得到吗？
可以的，可以
的。所以我告诉你，不能够只随便的把圣经读过了，都是做了功课那样。我们读经的时候要慢慢的读，要认真的查考。现在已经有很多的圣经的软件是可以帮助你将不同的圣经的经文连串在一起，让你看清楚，让你透彻的明白。Therefore, let me tell you, do not ever just casually, superficially read through the word and deceive yourself. Oh, I've done my homework. Read it thoughtfully. Examine it carefully. There are some real good Bible apps out there and available. You can link up relevant passages to really get into the word and find wisdom. 那我还是要提醒大家哈，我们真正要仰赖的还是神。你不能够因为只懂得去依靠什么祈祷本、什么解经书哈，你要懂得去求问神，真正来到神的面前去依靠真理的灵，依靠我们的圣灵。唯有圣灵他自己是真理的灵，是他要领我们进入一切的真理。While you definitely should make use of, you can make use of Bible apps and reference materials, remember, God himself is still your guide. You cannot and must not just rely on some study guide or commentaries. Learn to ask the Holy Spirit. Learn to rely on God himself. Let only the Holy Spirit be the one who would guide you into all truth. 有时候你读圣经的时候哈，也不要马上就把它翻开来，因为有时候你就是需要先来亲近神啊，举起你的双手啊，举起你的双手，先去亲近神，向圣灵发出你的呼求啊，先去赞美他，亲近他，敬拜他，然后你让自己进入了一个属灵的气氛，你能够有一个属灵的状态，那你就啊更能够去发掘啊神的话语里面的宝。Sometimes when you read the Bible, do not just jump right into it. Before you read the word, just lift up your hand, call on the Holy Spirit. Take time to draw near to God and he will draw near to you and worship and praise him a little. And once you get yourself into that spiritual atmosphere, you are more ready, more tuned into the spiritual things and being ready to be guided by the Spirit of God.在你把神的话语阅读跟查考了之后，第三个步骤就是默想、啊、认真的深入的查考以后，你得到了某一些的亮光，你得到了某一些的宝藏，某一些的启示、啊、那你就把这些东西来默想、啊、默想呢就是你把这些东西好好的用你的内心来观看，你要观看着它在你的身上该是怎么样应用的、啊、在你的生命里头它是怎么应用，观看着这个这些亮光，这些带领，这些指示，它在你的身上要产生着什么的效用。 After you have read and examined the word, the next step is to meditate on it. Because you found some light now, you found some revelation now, you've got directions now, and now you take the time toprocess it with your heart. And what it means, what meditation means is to watch how the word is applied to your life. Watch how the word and what it is doing in you. 你愿意真的怀着这样的一种敬虔的态度去把神的话语这样来默想的时候，我告诉你，圣灵就能够让你的内在的生命渐渐的强大了起来，让你更像的耶稣基督。还有很多时候当你默想的时候，就是那个时候圣灵能够开始提供给你一些日常生活里面大大小小的不同的智慧啊，不同的能力。When you're willing to spend time to meditate on the word of God with an attitude of godliness, let me tell you something, the Holy Spirit can begin working in you to grow you and to change you and to make you more like Christ. And a lot of times, just as when you are meditating, it is that when that time the Holy Spirit will be able to show you, because you give him space and time now, he'll be able to show you all kinds ofwisdom, visions, and strength in your life. 我告诉你，全备的读经的生活就是敬虔生命的一条腿，让你能够充充实实的有根有本。 So there it is, your complete Bible study is one leg of your life. It gives you the foundation of your wisdom and your strength. 可你也要知道啊，你若只是单靠一条腿，你是没有可能站立得稳的。对不对？你可以站起来，但你能够站稳吗？不可以，对不对？还有就是，你没有站稳的话，你两只手很难发挥该有的功效。 对不对？所以我们还是需要两条腿才能够站稳。You must realize that no one can stand firm on just one leg. And before your hands can reach out and become fruitful and effective, you need to be able to stand on both feet. 所以呢 你另外一条腿呢就是你那个全备的祷告的生活。全备的祷告的生活就是让你能够站在风口浪尖还是能够站立。Your Bible study life must match up with a complete prayer life. And your prayer life is your second leg that allows you to stand firm and stand strong through the storm. 那关于祷告呢，我们今天我有一个，我觉得我们有很多东西需要学习哈。首先呢，每一个人都要懂得为自己祷告。为自己祈祷并不是一个自私的行为，也更不是一个贪心的行为。我告诉你，为自己的事祷告就是告诉神，告诉自己，我不能够靠我自己，我一切的事我都是只靠我的上帝。 Regarding prayer, we all have so much to learn today. I think, well, first of all, everyone needs to know how to prayfor himself or herself. You need to learn to pray for yourself. And praying for yourself is not selfish. It is not greedy. Praying for yourself is a way to tell God and also to remind yourself, you cannot rely on yourself. You're just depending on God and you depend on him on everything. Yes, everything. 为自己的事祷告也不也包括不单只你是你自己，也要包括你家庭里面每一个成员哈，包括你的父母，包括你的妻子，包括你的配偶，你的孩子。为什么？因为这些人都是你在神面前直接负责任的。 Praying for yourself, you must include your family, not just yourself.But your family, your parents, your children, and your spouse. Because you're responsible for these people in front of God, and you will be held accountable. 所以我们当中做儿女的，你需要有习惯为你的父母祷告。真的，我们当中有做父母的，你必须要维持继续的为你的子女啊做各式各样的祷告。我们当中有结婚的，你作为丈夫的，你必须要有习惯为你的太太祷告。作为妻子的，你也不能够忘记为你的丈夫来祷告。Those of us who are children, you have to have the habit of praying for your parents. And for parents, you need to learn to continue to intercede for your children on behalf, for everything about them.And if you're a husband, you must pray for your wife consistently. And if you're a wife, you ought to have the same habit praying for your husband. 所以我们要为我们的事继续的祷告，为自己大胆的祈求，用你的祷告信心来领取所有在基督里面一切的丰盛，一切的供应，一切的优惠，一切的医治，用继续的用祷告来领受所有从他里面一切的保护，一切的智慧啊，所有的美好，你都集结的这个祷告，你继续的来啊求得哈。We must all pray for ourselves and ask God boldly. Use your prayer to actively receive from God all kinds of abundance in Jesus.All of his provisions, all of his healings, all of his favor, his wisdom, his protection, and everything. 你在祷告生活里面，你得到越多，你就能够更多的根，更多的本，来开枝散叶，来结不同的果子，然后你就有一个更大的见证，你有一个更大的荣耀来归给主。The more you are on your knees praying and receive from God, the more you receive from God, the more you can give, the more you can do, and you can have a greater testimony and giving him greater glory. 啊，这个 PowerPoint 要回去刚才那个跳了哈。啊，在你的祷告生活里面，从今天起哈，弟兄姐妹，有一个关键词我需要你牢牢的记住，这个很重要的关键词就是指望。当年使徒保罗日夜为以弗所教会祈祷的时候，他不断的就是求神要给他们智慧和启示的灵，好让他们什么，好让他们知道神的恩交有何等的指望。那就是说，神在你身上的国度的计划究竟有什么指望。 In your prayer life, I want you to remember one key term, expectation. When Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus, he prayed the same thing over and over again, day and night, and asking God to give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that they will be able to know the hope of God's calling. Now that is referring to what is the expectation in God's kingdom plan for you. 所以我愿意你明白，最重要的个人的祷告就是在神的面前来祈求智慧，来祈求智慧和启示的灵，因为你需要明白知道关于神的国度的计划在你的身上啊，这个计划要打开，然后你在祷告当中你要问啊，你去问他，你在祷告的时候你就问主啊，你的计划在今天在我的身上还有什么指望，主啊，跑到今天这个年数还有什么指望，在你的恩教里面我还可以指望什么，你还有什么指望在我的身上，我需要指望着什么，有什么福音的门我需要指望着会打开的，有什么恩赐主啊你还指望着我去发掘的去发挥的。 You need to understand the greatest prayer before God is to ask for wisdom, asking God for spirit of wisdom and revelation, and so that you will find out how God's kingdom plan must unfold in your life.And so you keep on asking him all the time, Lord, according to your plan on my life, what are you expecting today? What is it that I can and should be expecting today? What gifts should I be expecting to develop? What doors, what opportunities should I be expecting to open up for me?Expectations and what connections should I be expecting to establish so I can expand my influence for you? Expectation, 指望。然后下一个 PowerPoint 呢，大家可以看到哈，我们的祷告里面必须要有四组不同的组别的的人祷告哈。就是说除了为自己以外哈，我们也要为教会祷告，为教会的弟兄姐妹祷告。Another important aspect, you have to be, when you are praying for, other than praying for yourself, now you come to pray for other people. And there are different groups of people. So you got to be also praying for your church, praying for other believers.除了为教会为弟兄姐妹祷告以外，我们也为还没有信主的人祈祷。你知道吗，进程的祷告生活你必须要有，就是为你身边的，在你的身边，在你身边的生活当中还有一些还没有得救的人，你要为他们祷告，迫切的祷告。 Besides the church, we also pray for those who are not yet saved. Yes, part of yourGodliness life, your prayer life, is to continue to pray for those friends, the different people that God has put in your life that who are not saved yet. And you are in position to pray for them and earnestly praying for their salvation. 然后接下来呢，就是你要为国家的元首祷告，啊，为在位的啊领导啊祷告。啊，我们今天面对的这个疫情哈，这样的情况，对，我们需要为前线的医务人员祷告，但同时间呢，也不要忘记为政府祷告。我告诉你，很多的我们今天看到很多的埋怨，很多的问责啊，对政府的不满啊，最终其实最终没有能够产生有多大的正面的效用，但是祷告的时候，你就神就能够改变他们。The next we ought to be praying for is our government. And you may be hearing a lot of complaint for the government today, but you know, and all the complaint, all the fighting, let me tell you something, that is not going anywhere. That cannot solve anything. But we know one thing, God can change our government and make them do the right thing.其实每一个进前的信徒哈，你应该求问神给你一个他需要你来祷告的国家，好，你就开始为一个国家来祈祷，可能是印度，可能是泰国，可能是非洲一个小小的弱小的国家，为当中的福音工作来祷告，为当中的一些宣教士来祷告。我告诉大家，我们海外的华人，我们吃好的、穿好的、用好的，什么都是都很好啊。是否我们就能够担起敬虔祷告的生活，做一个祷告的勇士，为神国的事来祷告？在祷告上面，我们出一点时间，卖一点力气，我们能够的，我们需要的。Actually, every believer should be asking God.Ask God to assign a particular nation for you to pray for. Find a particular country out there that you should be praying for. Pray for the work of the gospel out there. Pray for the missionaries out there. And while you are here, you know, every one of us here in the United States, we have been blessed with such riches and such a comfortable life. Can God depend on us?Really, can God depend on you to mark out some time once a week to really lift up a country out there, to really pray for, as a prayer warrior, to pray for some people who are not so fortunate out there in other parts of the world? Pray for the gospel, pray for the missionaries. 我的结论就是今天我们在教会里面我们普遍我们有一个盲点哈，就是我们以为自己仍然能够保持敬虔的态度的时候，其实在我们日常生活当中哈，我们还是需要很认真的努力的去增加加添我们的敬虔的生活习惯。 There's a common blind spot to many of us todayWe still think that, yes, we may be holding up an attitude of godliness, but we have not paid attention to add and grow the godliness habits in our life. 那这里所论到的祷告的生活、读经的生活，啊，这一些都是你必须要拥有也必须要继续的成长的一些生活的习惯。我告诉你，没有这些读经的生活，没有这些真的很认真的读经祷告的生活，就是你再把这个标杆人生再看一百遍，要是没有敬虔的读经祷告，你还是不能够，也不会知道，也不能够完成神带你升向国度的计划。You can read the purpose-driven life 100 times, and yet, if you neglect attending to your Bible study, attending to your prayer life with godliness, you would not have God's direction, you would not have the strength of the Lord to fulfill his plan for your life. 这些读经和祷告的基本功哈，都是我们需要时间需要心思啊，也就是说你真的很需要很认真的去调整你的生活方式、啊、这都是要付代价的。对呀、啊，要付代价的。可我看我们现在因为这个病毒的的事情啊，我们很多人的生活的方式都在改，我们要改，我们要适应。你要能够适应，还有需要适应的就是神在你身上的呼召，在这个末世的年代，神在你身上的计划。我们要调整我们的生活方式，愿意付代价，花更多的心思，更多的心思，更多的时间来读经，来祷告，深入的祷告，深入的读经。And all that we talked about today, complete Bible study, complete prayer life, they require you spending time and putting up effort. So there is a price for you to pay, and you have to pay the price. And in paying the price, we're making adjustment to our lifestyles. I believe a lot of us have been making some adjustment and some changes in our lifestyles, especially regarding the COVID-19, the virus. But you know, one other thing you need to be adapting to, adapt to your calling. God has put you on this earth at this time, in the end times, a very important hour of harvest. And there's a purpose. So we learn to pay the price. Yes, pay the price to dig into the word and dig into your prayer life. 耶稣并不是一个舒舒服服方方便便的宗教，他是一个活的主，他是一个受高的祭司，受高的先知，受高的君王，他正呼唤你要跟随他。你要跟随耶稣的本来就是需要付代价的，他说要舍己，要付代价。 Jesus is not a user-friendly religion. He's the prophet, the priest, and the king who's calling you to follow him. And in order to follow him, yes, deny yourself, pay the price. 最终的问题就是，弟兄姐妹啊，今天到底你是追逐什么东西？你就甘心只需要仅仅得救吗？还是你愿意神能够用你更多更大，让你在天国里面得着更大的永恒的奖项，给更大的荣耀归给他？ I think the bottom line is, what is it that you are pursuing with your life today?Do you want to be just barely saved, or would you want God to be able to use you more and you can look forward to greater rewards in the kingdom of God, giving him greater glory? 愿意大家开始做一些讨论，能够有深入的金钱的生活习惯。 Let us all make some adjustment, build up our life of godliness, especially with some godliness habits. Let us bow and pray. 我们一起来低头祷告。亲爱的天父，你拣选了我们，也吩咐了我们要过分别为圣的日子。今天求你加添给我们对你的爱，教导我们每天要警醒，慎重地使用我们的时间，我们的心思，去维持并增加我们该有应有的、需要有的、必须要有的前进的生活，好叫我们能够在这个末世当中，我们更大的被你所用。 Dear Father God, you have chosen us and commanded us to sanctify ourselves and live a life of godliness today. We ask that, Lord, please increase our love for you,
help us to remain spiritually alert, to make good use of our time and make effort to build our life of godliness, Lord, so that you can use me more in this end time. Use us all more in this end time before the coming of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
谢谢林牧师，今天精彩的讯息，我们学习到。